Today, I'm joined by Grab and Zoom, and we're going to be talking about opportunities to improve your employee experience. But before you jump into it, just want a quick scene set. So economic uncertainty is really the challenge of the day. But while some businesses are cutting staff and others are putting on freezing headcounts, et cetera, there's actually a growing expectations of continued and sometimes even accelerated transformation. And that's sort of with less resources within our business. We actually need our employees to be more engaged, more productive, and more connected than ever before if we want to exit this slowdown as leaner, more agile, and more productive businesses. So creating an employee experience that keeps workers focused, connected, productive, and happy, regardless of their location and working style, really needs to be a top priority for businesses today. And on that topic, I'm fortunate enough to have Adam Sire from Grab join us today. He runs the GTS division of Grab. Effectively, it's their digital backbone. And one of their major partners is Zoom. And from Zoom, I have Zav Desmet. He's the head of Enterprise Asia at Zoom. So Adam, look, Grab's well known in Singapore and across Southeast Asia. But for those who are less familiar with Grab, can you please introduce the company and yourself?
Yes. So thanks, Tim. My name's Adam Sire. I do lead GTS, which would, for a lot of companies, be called an IT department. But Grab doesn't think of itself as a traditional company, and therefore we don't have a traditional IT department. So Grab is a leading super app in Southeast Asia, and we operate in the deliveries, mobility, and digital financial service sectors. So we operate in over 500 cities across 8 countries in Southeast Asia. Those include Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. And we enable millions of people every day to order food and groceries, send packages, hail a ride or a taxi, pay for your purchases or accesses. Our access services such as like lending and insurance and all through a single app. In fact, across Southeast Asia, 1 in 20 people either ride, pay, or eat every month with Grab, which is quite impressive. We were founded in 2012 with the mission to drive Southeast Asia forward by creating economic empowerment for everyone. And we have a triple bottom line we always talk about. You know, we simultaneously deliver financial sustainability, but we also want to have a really positive social and environmental impact here inside of Southeast Asia.
Well, so the employee experience is a significant focus for Grab. What are the steps that you're taking to improve that experience?
Yeah, so the team and myself are very, very passionate about improving the employee experience and making Grab a great place to work. One of the key focuses that we've been working on has been reducing our friction points in all of our internal processes and teams. We want to make sure that our employees can work as efficiently and effectively as possible without being bogged down by unnecessary bureaucracy and delays. When you operate in 8 different countries, becomes a reality very, very often. So to achieve that, you know, we're really kind of taking this micro lens across all the systems and processes that we have to say, where can we streamline and simplify or optimize? We have this cadenced event now where all of the leadership team looks at our high touch point interactions and say, how can we do these better? And give feedback to those teams so they can Kaizen and improve. And another initiative that we're pursuing right now is tool consolidation. You know, we have a lot of tools and systems in place across the organization. Again, we started in 2012 with very much a hunger startup mentality. And we have a lot of overlaps that we've seen in some of our product portfolio that we use internally. And there's a lot of opportunities for us to consolidate where possible. And so this is going to, again, that helps us reduce complexity and improve efficiency across the board. And lastly, we're really focused on our return to office strategy post-COVID. And we do invest in tools like Zoom rooms and interactive whiteboards that are helping us to support this kind of collaboration and productivity in the new world we live in with a hybrid work environment. And we really believe that by creating a great employee experience, we can attract and retain top talent and drive the continued success of Grab. I'm very excited about what the work we're doing in this area. I'm really confident that we're going to have a positive impact on our employees and the business as a whole.
Oh, fantastic. Look, Zav, I think this is probably a great time to bring yourself in. First of all, thank you for joining us. And before I jump into a question, did you want to quickly introduce yourself to the audience today?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Zav Desmet, I lead the enterprise team in Asia at Zoom, and I've been with Zoom for a year and a half, and been working also with Grab through multiple journeys.
Thank you. So look, obviously there's a lot of businesses seeing benefits from Zoom Rooms and unifying their investments under Zoom One. With all of the economic challenges today and the market changes, why are businesses investing today? What benefits are they seeing from their Zoom investments?
You know, economic challenges and markets don't necessarily mean that business stop investing, but just more careful. And so people, they need to provide the best tools and technology to make sure they are productive. They can collaborate regardless of where they are and what device that they are using. And so in those times, employees need to be as productive as ever, as collaborative as ever. And customers, you know, businesses are thinking deeply how to engage better their customers, improve their NPS, and increase their revenue. So when you are facing challenging time, a smart way to look at your business is to make sure you provide a different and better experience for your customers when they are interacting with your business. And so that's the reason that they are continuing investing. And so when we're looking at benefits, improvements, like of benefits of a Zoom investment, we're looking at two key benefits. Okay? One is improvement of their bottom line, and two is improvement also of a top line. So bottom line, Adam said it very well, consolidation of platform. You know, everyone knows Zoom from the pandemic. It was a killer app focusing purely on video. But today, Zoom is meeting, phone, webinars, events, chat, rooms, digital signage, workspace reservation, artificial intelligence, for sentiment analysis and training, virtual agents, and recently, because we are officially GA in Southeast Asia, contact center. And so when suddenly our customers realize that they can consolidate a lot of other technology onto Zoom, they can reduce cost and hence improve their bottom line. And top line, again, is how do you engage better with your customers? And so the word that Adam used before, hybrid, is not just valid for workplace. It's valid also for events. How do you deliver hybrid events at scale with people physically in the room and remotely? And so we've seen companies, especially in two industries, education and healthcare, where they've been very smart and embed directly Zoom in their platform, leveraging our SDK. But recently, we've seen also how banking and insurance are improving their engagement with their customers. And so at the end, they looked at Zoom as a revenue generating platform and not just an in-house collaborative platform for their employees.
So Adam, for yourself, these Zoom investments in particular and the other investments around this employee experience, how are they changing the experience for Grabbers? What can your employees do today, for example, that they couldn't do in the past? What are the business benefits that are being driven from these investments?
Yeah, so one example I can give that some of this improvements have done is enabling people to work more flexibly and to be able to get smaller tasks done more efficiently. For example, we've moved a lot of our, let's say, permission approvals or access approvals, we move those away from the fact that you had to go into like a traditional web UI. You would need to get on your laptop, you'd need to connect to the VPN, and then you would need to be able to do all of your approvals there. We've kind of opened those up and decentralized those and put those into our chat UI as well too. So now just from your mobile phone, while you're in a meeting or if you're on the road, you can go ahead and approve access or grant permissions when needed. This has allowed us to really enable our employees to be much more empowered and quicker to be productive than they were before. We saw an exponential difference in the amount of time that an employee had to wait to receive permission versus when they were able to be productive. So this kind of empowerment allows us to really react faster. In regards to tool consolidation, again, we've really simplified the where people need to be able to find data, which has always been a pain point. You know, again, with the thousands of grabbers that we have and the 12 or 11 years in history that we have, there's a lot of information out there. And by unifying these tools, it makes data a lot more discoverable. And then our investment in Zoom rooms and interactive whiteboards have really been transformative as well for being able to collaborate more effectively and seamlessly. We've put in these great touchscreen whiteboards in some of our offices, which have been really very well received. They've been asked to be expanded into more floors as well. It kind of keeps us on that cusp of innovation as well. Knowing that Grab makes these investments in their employees to be more productive and doesn't just kind of hope that the tools you have today are enough, we continue to grow for you. So overall, we feel like this is driving like significant business benefits. Again, we're more productive, more efficient, and we're more collaborative.
Particularly related to your investments in Zoom, can you talk a little bit around those logistics? Around, you know, what were the different levers you pulled to get this business case up and happening within Grab?
So we conducted a really thorough analysis of our existing, systems, looked for what we could do to improve the efficiency and the productivity. And we also looked across the competitive landscape and kind of looked and said, okay, what can we do to differentiate ourselves to give a better employee experience, given what our challenges are. As I mentioned, we are in 8 countries in Southeast Asia, but we also have R&D centers that span Romania, China, Seattle in the US, India. So we are a very, very broad, diverse workforce. And so making sure that the technology would be able to be accessed and used effectively across all of these countries was a very important piece as well. So after we look at the technology piece, obviously getting the buy-in for the change was very critical. Again, all of the senior leadership, department heads, key individual contributors, I think we all have that one incredibly vocal engineer who always has an opinion and makes sure that it's known. You gotta turn these people into cheerleaders for you as well. At the end of the day, it was really a data-driven and collaborative process. But we do see the benefits of these investments, including, increased productivity, better collaboration. And we've seen it in our Grab engagement surveys, improve customer satisfaction and retention, which ultimately drive value for us here at Grab.
Cool, thank you. So, Zav, I know Adam's already covered off a lot of the benefits that Grab in particular have got, but with the potential for economic headwinds at the moment in the short to midterm future, how should business, HR, technology leaders, all the ones who have to collaborate on these decisions together, how should they prepare their business for the next few years? What recommendations would you give the audience?
Try to consider three perhaps aspects to make sure that this is very crystallized in all those leaders' mindset and HR leaders or business owners or business MDs. The first one, if you don't have one already, define your hybrid strategy. What is going to be the workplace strategy, the KPIs, policies, processes that will support your employees to make sure that they are happy when working, but most importantly, productive and highly collaborative, regardless of where they are and what device they use. Then, ending to that, the second one is identify the tools that will support that strategy, and have those tools implemented in such a manner that they are evergreen, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So build a resilient system, you know, to make sure that market changes or further innovation, you can quickly adapt to that. Making sure that you always pay attention, and especially at the moment we're looking at this aspect, it comes up in every C-level conversation, the total cost of ownership. And then the third one is, well, show growth mindset. You know, it's reassess, be agile, listen to the market trends without being caught in the latest shining tools. I mean, we've seen a lot of that with ChatGPT recently. The tool is fantastic, but what problem is it solving? You know, you always need to start with making sure that you are addressing the pain point or whatever problems that you are facing today. So learn and build your own opinion based on due diligences that you have run. You know, become a subject matter expert. And in the public cloud today, it's much easier than before because you don't have to understand everything about tech. You just have to understand what this tech is going to deliver in terms of outcome, what you will get out of this.
So, Adam, what's coming in the future? You know, where do you see some potential opportunities to continue to invest in that employee experience, you know, to improve Grab going forward?
One area that we see significant potential for is what we call the bionic workforce. You know, this includes leveraging a lot of technology and automation to augment the work of our employees, you know, freeing them up. As they have mentioned, ChatGPT and these new generative AI models and LLMs, they're exciting and terrifying at the same time. They are something that we are definitely keeping an eye on. The last, you know, 30 days has just been incredibly exciting to see, and we have to start wondering about how we make those available for our Grabbers in a safe and secure manner. Because at the same time as you know, these are exciting tools, there are very much opportunities for abuse that we have to watch out for. So that's kind of the first area that we're looking in. The second thing that we're looking in is how do we make, you know, flexible work a reality at Grab? We're already a very dynamic organization, but we think that we can do more to enable our employees to work in a more flexible manner, kind of taking on just like new projects and work with a broader network of colleagues and partners, and really kind of hop around from team to team in a lot more simplified way. Now, to do that, you obviously need to have a serious investment to be able to have distributed teams, but there's also other technology concerns you think about, like permissions and leveraging things like attribute-based access control or ABAC, so that whenever you say, I'm going to join this project for 3 months, you're not stuck having to wait for all the permissions to be able to do that project. They come with you when you start that new role. And then when you leave that role, those permissions go away. You know, so for Grab, we really understand the importance of getting data and information quickly into the hands of our employees. So we're looking at tools that allows us to be more efficient and effective for data search and retrieval. We're looking at getting like universal search capabilities across all of our systems and platform, across not only things like Zoom, like where you can look at meeting notes, but also, you know, our calendar systems, our chat and our email messaging systems, our ERP systems. How do we pull all those together in a knowledge base that's consumable and searchable, but again, at the same time, make sure that permissions are being respected and that people aren't getting access to PII that they haven't done. So we're really focusing on like, how do we make universal search a reality?
I'd like to thank Adam from Grab and Zav from Zoom for sharing their stories and experiences. So once again, thank you for joining us and enjoy the rest of your day.